This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I should just be able to, that just roll right off of my tongue, but it never does. Check them out. Well, it's Wednesday night, and that means we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, it is a pleasure to have you, sir. So I whenever I see, this is what I do when it's coming close to you being on the air, I go look at Ammo Land to see what the new stuff you have written down. And I see this one article that popped up and I'm looking at it, and I don't wear my glasses when I'm looking at a computer screen. So then I put my glasses on, and this dude looks like he's been, you know, just, you know, beat on by something, but it turns out he was only mauled by a bear in Montana.
Yeah.
Tell me about these bow hunters.
Yes, it's really fascinating, and it's been in the news, but obviously not everybody can get all the news all the time. And about 10 days ago, almost 2 weeks, archery season was ongoing in Montana, archery season for elk. And there were two different pairs of archery hunters who were attacked by a grizzly bear or bears. And one of them was attacked in the morning, I think about 7 a.m. And the bear just came out of heavy growth. They didn't have any time to react. It grabbed one of them basically near the crotch area and was attacking him. And the other, his partner was able to access bear spray. The guy who was attacked couldn't get at his bear spray. And he sprayed the bear with the bear spray, whereupon the bear attacked him. And then he got, I think he had a deep gash in the back of his head as the bear grabbed his head. And then I guess he sprayed himself and the bear. I don't see how he could miss himself because he kept spraying the bear. And then after a little bit, the bear left. Then, 11 hours later, and less than a mile away, two more archery hunters were coming back to their truck and their camp, and it was about 6:30 in the evening, and very similar situation. The bear came out at them from very close range, out of very tight cover, and it grabbed one of them before they had any time to react. It grabbed him by the thigh, so pretty close. I guess it likes thigh-y, you know what I say. Anyway, it was worrying that guy, and then those two guys had 9mm pistols, and one of them fired at the bear, and the bear took off a little ways, and then it came back a couple of times, and they fired some more shots at it, and it went away. So And so that guy ended up in the hospital. And it was very interesting that you had these two, you know, moderately heavily discussed methods, bear spray and pistols, both used, and both seemed to be, you know, somewhat effective. And both of them were not available enough to be able to be used before this bear got a hold of one of the pair. And from everything I've been able to read and tell about it, it was a very close range attack, in complete surprise. And I don't know if any method would have been good enough, because they all said they didn't have any time to use any kind of deterrent until after the bear grabbed somebody.
This is almost like somebody wanted to do a little survey for you, didn't they?
You know, it's funny. It almost seemed that way. Now, since then, there's been another person, another hunter attacked.
Right.
About 8 miles away. I haven't been able to get any information, or there's very little information about that, other than he had a handgun. He was an archery hunter. He was from Ohio, and he was able to fire a number of shots and drive the bear off. In one article I read about that one, they said they found a little bit of blood indicating the bear was probably hit. And we don't know if it's the same bear or not. Within 1 mile, I think there's a high probability that it's the same bear. But you get 8 miles away, the probability starts dropping off. It might be, it might not be. Just don't know.
With a 9mm pistol, that's going to be what you pack when you go into the woods, as your backup if you're like a bow hunter or something.
Well, it's not a terrible choice. And
what I was going to ask is, there some sort of a ammunition that is optimized for this kind of thing?
Yes. Especially if you're concerned about grizzlies, you want ammunition that'll be a deep penetrator. And there are a couple, I think Buffalo Boar has one, and then I forget the brand of another, maybe you can think of it, that have bullets that are designed for optimum penetration, for deep penetration on big animals. And those are probably best, but, you know, the 9mm gets pretty good penetration with a full metal jacket bullet, too.
Sure.
So, but I wouldn't use hollow points. Because a bear is just a big, tough animal, and the penetration is probably more important than having a larger wound channel closer to the surface. And, of course, a lot of people like the 10mm or 44 Magnum or 357. But
right. I've got a guy, one of my sponsors is building what we're calling the Grizzly Gun, which will be a 10mm. But he told me that looking at the gun as it's coming, shaping up, he's like, that's not very impressive. And he's ordered a couple of Smith & Wesson 460 revolvers. Now, if the bear gets close enough to you with those, you could just about beat the bear to death with those guns.
Yeah, well, they're heavy. You know, and they have to be, because I haven't fired a 460. And he said, have I ever fired a 460? No, I don't. I should be able to. I think I have access to where I could get one, but I fired a 500 and they're kind of similar. And when I fired the 500, it was, you know, pretty controllable. It had one of the longer barrels, I think 6.5 inches or something like that.
Right.
And you can fire it, but I just don't see that it's maybe not necessary. I'm seeing very good performance with 44 Magnum. And I think, but you just don't have as many cases with the 10mm. But what we see with the 10mm seems to work pretty well.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break.
Go ahead.
We're coming up on the first break, and these articles, this one that I'm referencing is right there at ammoland.com. We're about, and you probably, if you want to see everything he's ever done, you'd probably have to just do a Google search for Dean Weingarten, W-E-I-N. G-A-R-T-E-N. You'd probably have to do that search, but there's probably more at Ammo Land that you'll ever get to read anyway. So check them out there.
We'll
be right
there at Ammo.
Yes, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. talking to Dean Weingarten. I want to talk about this article, the home invasion with the AR. That young fella showed remarkable restraint.
Yes, I think he did. I think he could have shot the people that were breaking into his apartment, and he didn't. And it was really good judgment because, as it turned out, they didn't shoot at him, and they saw the AR-15-type rifle and made an extremely rapid retreat. And that's one of the advantages of an AR-15. It's easily recognizable, and it has great deterrent value. So, it's possible any other pistol or shotgun might have acted the same, but certainly the AR-15 worked very well in that role.
The only thing that I really got, I mean, it sort of, it would anger me because somebody from behind him, after he comes up and levels up on him and they're in retreat, somebody gets in front of him that's unarmed to look around.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever seen any of the old Waltons show, but there was a episode on there where they were out turkey hunting, and the grandfather shoots at a turkey, and the young boy runs right in front of him. Similar kind of thing, you know. It's not something you should do.
Right.
And I would say if I was critiquing their performance, going outside of the apartment to look and see what's happening to these guys probably was not a wise decision because you don't know if they're armed or not. You don't know if they might be looking back or looking to shoot back. And once you drove them out of the apartment, the thing to do is probably close the door and call 911.
Makes me wonder why he had video surveillance up aimed at his door.
Well, but I think a lot of people are putting up video surveillance. I think it's a good idea. And for this kind of reason. Now, you notice, too, that the perp who kicked in the door was wearing a mask.
Yep.
I mean, that's a pretty good tip-off that they're up to no good. And more criminals are now starting to wear masks for similar reasons. Not exactly the same, but similar to the reason that criminals wore masks in the late 1800s. And that is that they could be recognized. And in the 1800s, there are only, especially out west, only a relatively small number of people around. So a lot of people knew other people and other people could identify them from a description.
Right.
So they would wear masks to disguise themselves so that they wouldn't go to jail. Well, now,
some of the reasons Antifa wear masks.
Exactly the same thing. And so now, with all the video recording equipment, people get their pictures taken. They may not be recognized by a large number of people in the community, but with the pictures there, it can circulate, and they can get arrested. So we're seeing sort of a trend in fashion among criminals to mask their faces again. And I wanted to say something about the bear attack, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
A pair of bear attacks. It was particularly interesting was the media coverage. There was quite a bit of coverage of these two bear attacks because it happened relatively close together. And there was a significant amount of coverage that was praising the first set of hunters for using bear spray, but in most of the coverage, they didn't even mention that the second pair of hunters used pistols, and there was no praise of them using pistols. This just underscores the bias.
Is that an environmentalist bias or is that an anti-gun bias?
I think it's a combination.
Yeah,
I think that the reason bear spray. Part of the reason that bear spray has become so popular. And I'm not saying that bear spray doesn't have uses. I mean, I think it does, and I think it's a viable alternative for a lot of people. I mean, if you don't like guns or you don't want to mess with guns, it's a lot better than nothing. And there are places you can't carry guns, you know, like some of the Canadian national parks or other countries, Canada. It's difficult to carry a gun out in the woods when it's not hunting season, especially for somebody who's not a resident.
Right.
But So bear spray might be an alternative there. But one of the big reasons that bear spray has been latched onto by so many writers and organizations is because they want to discredit the idea that guns are useful for self-defense. And people might argue about whether you should shoot a person or not, but most people wouldn't argue about whether you should shoot a bear or not that was attacking. And so if they could discredit guns as being useful even against animals, well, that's a big plus for their arguments and viewpoints. And I didn't know when I started researching pistols as a defense against bears, I really didn't know how useful they were, because you heard myths for year after year that they weren't any good, that people got mauled regularly when attempting to use a pistol to defend against a bear. And, you know, nobody was Wyatt Earp that was quick enough and accurate enough to use a pistol against a bear. And so I decided just to find out, and we started collecting various incidents, and I and my friends and associates have collected 73 incidents at last publication, and I've got a half a dozen since then. And it turned out that 95% of the time, pistols were very effective in protecting against bears. So it's one of these cases where data beats mythology.
Well,
even though it's 73 cases, it's starting to get enough to be useful.
If I was going out in the woods a lot, I would not want to kill a wild animal if I didn't have to. But Yogi doesn't get to eat me. So if it comes to me or him, he's going to go. I'm already messed up enough. I don't need him gnawing on my skull or something. So he's going to die. And if they don't like that, if that offends their feels, I guess they're just going to have to be offended by it. Do me a favor. We're coming up on the break. Hang on, and I'll let you finish that thought, because I do want to hear what that is. Dean Weingarten is a writer. He's been writing for I don't know how long, but he's got over 3,000 articles written. I can't imagine. I mean, that's if you're writing one a day, that's nearly 10 years. So you can find all of the recent ones at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out for the last, since my election.
President Trump, during a joint White House news conference with the President of Finland, who's visiting the White House, the President also calls the House impeachment inquiry a fraudulent crime against the American people. Also today, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat from California, Adam Schiff, says some of the things going on with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo concern him.
We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee.
Your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow lost 494 points to close at 26,078. The NASDAQ fell 123 points. The S&P dropped 52. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, rider, instructor. I know you had something you wanted to finish saying, but let me ask you this. Do you think there's some big misinformation campaign going on in some sort of subgenre of activists as they look at hunters?
Yes, there's some of that. But a lot of it is that people just have a very strange worldviews that are considerably different than what we might call normal. And a lot of it is based on ignorance. And so if you are of the worldview, and I call it Disneyfication, that bears are just fuzzy humans, but more innocent and more playful and not as evil, well, you just don't understand the world very well. But I think there are a lot of people who have that sort of view. And it also comes from this. If you live in a city, a big city, let's say New York City or something, you see hundreds and thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people every day. And a lot of them get in your way or cause inconvenience or are rude or whatever. But you don't see any bears. The only bear you see is, occasional one on a TV special or something. So your view, just by the nature of what you see, is there are a lot of people and they're inconvenient. They're not very helpful to me or very valuable. But the occasional bear, oh my gosh, it's a rare thing. It's like a rare jewel. It's intensely valuable because I see so little of it. So I think there's that type of psychology in place. And so for a lot of city people, wild animals are a very valuable thing. but people, not so much.
That's interesting. But, I mean, the ones that are out there constantly saying, well, bear spray is more effective against bears than guns, are they...
There's a very human characteristic called selection bias or confirmation bias is really what I'm trying to talk about.
Right.
People have ideas about the way things work and the way the world is. They love to have their ideas confirmed. So if they hear somebody saying that if they believe that bears are innocent creatures and that guns are bad, and they have somebody say, here's a magical solution to all problems with bears. Just spray it with this magical bear spray. Nobody gets hurt, and you don't have to have any guns. They want to believe it. So that's called confirmation bias. And it's okay. Something every human has to fight if they're trying to search for the truth. So if you believe that guns are the solution to every problem, well, then you're going to want to believe situations where the gun was the solution to the problem. And it's a difficult thing to fight, but it's just the way we are. And since most people, or there is a large number of people who want to believe guns are bad and don't solve anything, they promote bear spray. And also, like I said, bear spray is a useful thing. It's not completely out of bounds. I don't want to say never get bear spray, but there are disadvantages to bear spray. Quite a few of them, matter of fact. I have had some bear spray, and I would probably use bear spray carry it with me in some circumstances. But since I'm reasonably proficient with firearms and own a lot of pistols already, I would probably rather carry a couple-pound pistol with me than a couple-pound can of bear spray.
Right.
But there are times, where it could be useful. I had a conversation with a fellow who had a very strong, he was a change of heart. I won't mention his name because he's a well-known writer.
Okay.
But he had bear spray, and he had been told for a long time that bear spray was much more effective at stopping bears than firearms were. Well,
right.
He got into a situation where he was in an altercation with a criminal, and he had bear spray available. So he sprayed the guy with bear spray, and guess what? It didn't work very well.
Oh.
He thought, wow, if this bear spray doesn't do that much to a 150-pound criminal, what's it going to do to a 500-pound bear? So at that point, he said, reality may be different from what I have taught, and now he is examining the question much closer.
Well, probably it warrants it. If that's, I would say that is probably warranted, yeah.
Yes, I think so. And like I said, I think that it can be useful, especially for bears that are not particularly aggressive. But if you got a curious bear or a bear that is... just kind of looking around for food, and you want to dissuade them from sticking around your camp, bear spray might work. In some cases, it has dissuaded bears that are attacking people. Not all cases, and there's plenty of times when people have still been injured when using bear spray. But there's lots of times when people get injured when using guns, too. And usually, what happens in all these cases, not all, but a great number of them, is that the bear has already made up its mind to attack you, and it's a
right.
very close surprise thing. You just don't have time to react, and people get chomped.
Yeah, well, I can see that being a thing.
And, even Stefan Herrera, who's a famous bear researcher, says that's one of the times that people get injured by bears or killed. Is when it's so close that you just don't have time. You don't even know the bear's there until it's on you, basically. But those cases are relatively unusual. Most of the cases I read about, there is a little bit of warning. There's this minority where you just don't know. There have been people who've been knocked down, attacked by bears, who the first indication they had that the bear was there is they're on the ground, the bear was on top of them.
Right.
But that's not the way it usually works. And most of the people, even when it's very close, they have just a little bit, you know, a fraction of a second to recognize that a bear is on them.
Right.
And that may not be enough time to press a button on bear spray or draw a pistol, but at least they have an idea what's happening.
I want to ask you some stuff about bear spray. We don't have enough time in this, but I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you one of the things I want to ask you. Don't answer it because we don't have enough time to get the answer. When I see guys carrying bear spray, it looks almost like a fire extinguisher. And, you know, I want to talk about the potency of it. And is there some amount of bear spray that – is there a reason why it has to come in such a big container? I guess because it's a bear. And, you know, that's not the only predator that you might run into out there in the great forests. And how good is – I mean, do you have to have a different kind for each animal? That's some of the stuff I want to ask. Now, for those of you that listen to Dean when he comes on here, Dean is the – Dean, there's at least one guy out there that thinks that Dean is the most red gun rider on the planet. And, I mean, if you look at the sort of engagement, he put up the article about the bears got shared 31,000 times on Facebook. So, I'm fairly confident he's the most red man. Go check him out at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
Firing line coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, I was asking him about these sprays. Somebody going out in the woods that would carry bear spray. First of all, why is bear spray, and I've never even handled a can of bear spray, why do these cans of bear spray look like little fire extinguishers?
Well, because they have a kind of similar purpose, is that they want to direct a chemical towards a threat,
right.
And they're powered by some type of expanding gas inside of the canister. So that sort of shows how the canister has to be made so that it'll contain the pressure and allow it to be sprayed in a particular direction. Bear spray has a much higher concentration of active pepper products in it than other sprays in an attempt to be more effective against bears. And I can't swear, but it would probably be effective against wolves and dogs, too. Wolves and dogs, and actually bears, share some similar characteristics, very sensitive noses, for example. It would probably work. I've heard that it works on moose, too. But one of the reasons the can has to be so big is that you're not trying to spray it in the face of an opponent that's just a few inches or a couple of feet from you. You want it to provide a little bit of what I would call in the military area coverage. So it's designed to be deployed in a fairly fine mist to create a cloud of aerosol that the bear will be sensitive to, that the bear will have to come through, and that'll reach its mucous membranes and its eyes and nose and mouth in order to get at you. And that's the theory. And it works some of the time.
Right.
It doesn't work all of the time, but it does work some of the time. It has some problems. One is that in very cold weather, the propellant inside the can doesn't work as well, so it doesn't produce as good of a spray. You get down well below, down to zero or below or freezing, below freezing, it just doesn't work as well. And then fortunately for bear spray, bears are often denned up when it starts getting really cold, so it's not as much of a problem. But there's been at least one instance that I wrote about where the bear spray, it was below freezing and it just didn't work as well. Then the other thing is that if you have a significant wind, it can blow the bear spray back in your face if you're facing a headwind, or it can blow it crosswind. And it's, you can compensate for that somewhat, but if it's a moderately strong crosswind, say 10 miles per hour, you spray the bear spray out there, and it's, at first, it'll be between you and the bear, but in very short order, the wind will blow it out of the way. So there are problems. Also, it tends to age, so you want to get a fresh container, and I don't know what the latest prices are, but it used to be in some cases you'd pay $40 for a can of bear spray.
Right.
So it's not like a $40 box of ammunition that'll sit on the shelf for 100 years and still be good. The other thing about aging bear spray is there's been a number of people talked about how an aging can of bear spray would develop a leak. Well, you don't want a leaking can of bear spray in your airplane or your car or even on your person when you're backpacking. So these are all things that are problems with bear spray. I mean, there are problems with firearms, too, but for example, you asked about that they look like they have some type of a safety on top of them, like a fire extinguisher, and they do. And there's a famous case of a doctor and his two buddies that were, I believe, from Minneapolis, and they were hiking. I'm pretty sure it was Colorado. And the doctor was in the lead, and he had the bear spray in his hand, as was correct for the area, because there were bears in the area, so that he could use it quickly. Well, he saw two bears about 30 feet away, big grizzly bears, and he tried to get the safety off the bear spray, but he couldn't get the safety off. And he got so frustrated that as the one bear charged him, he threw the can of bear spray at the bear, and it went over the bear's head. And then he got chomped up pretty badly. Fortunately, he had somebody with emergency medical training with him that was able to make a tourniquet and stop the arterial flow of blood from his mangled arm, and they got back. But the advantage for handguns in this case is we've refined handguns for about 150 years to be easy to draw and use one-handed. And it's the technology for that is just simply much better developed than for bear spray. Now, maybe they will develop better dispersion systems for bear spray, but the problem is they're dealing with a disposable item they have to make a profit on each time.
Right.
A handgun is designed to last for over 100 years, and many have.
Well, Let me ask you this. One of the other animals that a lot of people seem to be bumping up against when they go out on nature hikes are mountain lions.
Yeah.
How does bear spray work against a mountain lion?
Mountain lions attack are much less common. I just haven't seen many examples where people have used bear spray on mountain lions. Now, you would think it would have a good chance of working, but I don't even know of anybody who's tried to test it. There aren't very many mountain lions in captivity. So I don't know. If anybody's done, I haven't found tests, but I have, just in the last 5 years, something like 4 mountain lions were shot and killed by people as the mountain lions were stalking them. You know, and it's usually by a hunter who notices the lion stalking them while he's out hunting some other game.
Sure.
Heck, there was a deer hunter in Iowa it happened to, and a young, I think a 12-year-old girl in New Mexico, and then a 20-some-year-old guy, yeah, I think he was New Mexico also, and another one that I forget, maybe Oregon. But so I can't answer that very well, but I would think it would work. Mountain lions are much easier to deter than grizzlies from all accounts. There have been several cases where people have used pocket knives to prevail over a mountain lion.
Right.
Well, they've used knives to prevail over bears, too, but they usually get more beat up. If you have a good stout club, the problem with mountain lions is to know that it is stalking you before you get pounced. And surprisingly, a fair number of people do notice them. But mountain lions tend to sneak up on their prey and grab them from behind.
They're ambushers.
The advantage that humans have with mountain lions is our skulls, our head is so big that the mountain lion tries to grab the head, and it's just hard for it to break through our skulls because they're big for the size of mouth.
Right, gotcha. Before we run out of time, like I told you, I'll be taking a red dot sight class on Friday. So you and I, will you be available next Wednesday?
I believe I will. I don't have any other plans, and I will certainly contact you if anything comes up.
Well, please do. For those of you who have never imbibed, you need to go to ammoland.com. You're going to find all contributors. You're going to look for Dean Weingarten, Weingarten. And then when you land there, he's like mixed in the middle of all of these other writers, but you're actually landing in the middle of Freddie Reel, who is the owner of the publisher at and the editor at ammoland.com, believes, and I concur, that Dean is the most read gun writer in the world, and once you read some of his stuff, you'll begin to understand what we're saying. Thanks for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. I'll be talking to you soon. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.